I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard, and she had twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them. Like, that is some epic mating strategy. And she wins, too, because she gets, you know, she wins because she gets a stable dude to take care of some, like, alpha dude's kids. Right? In that case, she wins and he wins and the guy loses. Or her boyfriend loses big time.
That's why when it comes to chicks, I just screw them and leave them. I say, get out of my bedroom, poontank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything. There.
We must all kneel before the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful. Because, what, they can do it all, but if they can do it all, why the hell are their hands in my pockets? Why we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children. Why we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Trigger warning, bats!
I have one simple question for the feminists out there. Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there, why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
Single moms are tough and independent. No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
It's a testament just in general to how you cannot rely on what girls say. It's sad. And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynist. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men who've experienced this. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
Trigger warning.
Bitch.
You, bitch.
Greetings. Yes, I am here. You're wondering. I know, you're sitting going, has he showed up? Is he going to show up for the podcast, or is he fucking off the way he fucked off on Friday? Look, kids, the great one. Oh, this isn't even how I was going to start this podcast. Man, I hate when that happens. I just can't control my mouth. I just start talking about shit I'm not even supposed to talk about. Dear E. Jean, recently I hired a new woman in our office. She's young, pretty, and petite with long blonde hair. Men absolutely love her. Whoa, hold on. I thought men liked fat women. I thought men were like fat women with green hair that's really short and shaved off on one side, and then they have the nose ring stuck in their nostrils like a cow. I thought that, with tattoos. I thought that's what, why would men like a girl who's young, pretty, petite, and has long blonde hair? Oh, that sounds very sexist to me. I invited her to dinner with my boyfriend and me one night because she was new in town and didn't know anyone. Oh. Okay. That's what they're calling it nowadays. Back in my day, we called that a threesome, but sure. The woman got drunk and asked us if we could have a threesome. Well, of course she did, because that's what she thought you invited her over for. Because when a woman says to another woman, "Do you want to come have dinner with me and my boyfriend?" That's pretty obviously an invitation to a threesome. My boyfriend, who also works at our company... Well, hold on. You and your boyfriend work at the same company. Does your HR department have rules about this? And I'm assuming the writer is a woman. I mean, it could be a man because it is the current year. My boyfriend, who also works at our company, It's our company. Did you start the company? Are you the founder of the company? Was it your idea? Did you invest the startup capital and work 20 hours a day for 3 years to get the company off the ground? Our company? My boyfriend, who also works at the same company I work for, which is not our company, said yes. Of course he did, because he's not stupid. I said no. Of course you did, because women hate other women who are young, pretty, and petite. I'm sure this girl is much more attractive than you are. And you despise her. It would be a bad professional decision. Oh, says the woman who's fucking a man that works at the same company she does. Okay, see, you can't, so you can fuck a man who works at the same company, but you can't have a threesome with a girl who works at the same company, because see, that would be a bad professional decision. It would be a bad professional decision because I am her superior. No. You might be above her on the organizational chart of the company, but if this girl is in fact young, pretty, petite, and has long blonde hair, I promise you, you are not her superior. You are not superior to her in any way whatsoever. My boyfriend was crushed. He really wanted the threesome. Of course he did. He's not a man because he's dating you, but he's kind of a man. He's man-ish. If he was a real man, he would dump your ass. If he was a real man, he would have said, "No, bitch, we're going to have the threesome. Shut your mouth and spread your legs, or get the fuck out. Door is over there. Me and the little hot girl will have the threesome without you." It caused a huge fight between us. I hate her. I hate her. I hate her. Remember, what does the great one keep telling you that you don't believe? I mean, lots of things, such as, for example, you don't need a government to make flat places on the ground. Women hate other women, especially women who are more attractive than them. I hate her. She has no work ethic. She lies and misses deadlines. The knifing in the back. Now, let's jump back to the beginning of this. All right, let me read the first sentence of this letter one more time. Recently, I hired a new woman in our office. I hired a new woman in our office. Skip down. I hate her. She has no work ethic. She lies and misses deadlines. Oh, I'm sorry. You mean the person you hired? The person whom you decided should be part of your company? You hate this person because she has no work ethic and she misses deadlines? Really? Then why did you hire her? You see, boys and girls, if your employees suck, it's because you suck. I wish I could fire her, but I can't. It's not my decision to make. Well, tough shit, bitch. Maybe you should work at a company where you can fire the people you hire. Maybe that's the consequences of an HR department. I don't know why you can hire people, but you can't fire them. But here's a fact that if I ever write a book about managing employees, not so much running a business, but more managing employees, that's going to be in there. Okay, look, if you can't hire and you can't fire and you can't reward and you can't punish, then you're not actually in charge of the employees. Because that right there is the definition of being in charge of some group of employees. That is the definition of managing employees. You have to be able to hire them, fire them, reward them, and punish them. If you can't do those things, you're not in charge. You're just someone who's there to take the blame. Okay, so now that we hired this woman who's prettier and younger and cuter than you, and now you hate her, but you can't fire her. So I have to suck it up and watch her flirting with my boyfriend 5 days a week, which he is encouraging. Okay, why don't you report the girl for sexual harassment? Isn't that how you women do things in the modern workplace? And I'm pretty sure we've reached the point where you don't have to be sexually harassed. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can make a case to your left-wing statist fucking HR department that this is sexual harassment upon you to see this girl who is younger, prettier, and thinner than you are flirting with your boyfriend, who should leave you and date her. And so you, boyfriend, if you're listening, if you haven't left this broad already for the younger, cuter, thinner one, you're a fucking moron. In a nutshell, I've never hated anyone so much in my life. Yes, you have. Every other woman alive who's younger and thinner than you, you hate them just as much. I've never hated someone so much in my life. I'm normally a happy person. Of course you are. That's why you have to tell us. Because remember, what people say about themselves isn't what's true. It's what they wish was true. How do I make peace with this and move on? Sweetheart, you don't move on because you're getting older. And you're going to find out that there are more and more and more women out there who are younger, prettier, and thinner than you are. And if your boyfriend has any testosterone in his body, pretty soon he's going to trade you in for one of them. Dear E. Jean, I'm a recent college graduate about to move into my first apartment. I feel so intimidated by interior decoration. ! How do I make sure everything fits together and suits my aesthetics before I buy something and get it home? Where do I even start with a small budget? You start at garage sales, and if you have a small budget because you have a shitty job as a barista and you're still paying off your student loans, I wouldn't worry too much about the interior decorating. If I were you, I'd worry about how you're going to hide those tattoos and lose some weight so that you might potentially be able to get a man to go out on a date with you so that hopefully one day, and remember, hoping is not a process, you might be able to get a man who has a good job to marry you so that he will pay off your student loans for your fucking feminist liberal arts degree, and then you can actually buy some good furniture at that point. What you need to do is just not worry about interior decorating. That is the least of your fucking problems, because most likely you're going to die alone with your 7 rescue dogs. Dear Eugene, can I come visit you at your cabin in the woods? Just a reminder for everybody, I haven't read these. This is 100% cold. I've been reading your column since I was a 16-year-old small-town Indiana girl working at Dairy Queen and discovered you are from the Indiana Sticks, too. I have a 9-to-5 job, but I want to be a writer. Oh! She wants to be a writer. Everybody wants to be. I want to be a writer. Everybody wants to be a writer. Hey, you don't do anything. You just write stuff. People give you lots of money. You live this life like you see people on television living who are writers. I mean, they never go to work. They just kind of sit around. There's just magically money there to pay all of their bills. Everybody wants to be a writer. Nobody wants to do the actual writing part. Is it too late? Yes, it is. Some dreams just have to die, right? My husband is begging me to take a girls' trip since I seem overwhelmed with our 2 sons, age 3 and 1. Ah, your kids have been around for 3 years in 1 year, you already can't handle them. Why did you have children? May I come visit you? I'd love for you to advise me on how to let my dreams die and get on with my real life. Can I come visit you? This sounds like stalking. Listen up, sweetie. You don't need to go and visit Eugene in order for your dreams to die. Your dreams are already dead. This is not a problem. Your dreams, they're gone. Because in order for you to become a writer, you'd have to do some actual work. You'd have to put some fucking effort into it. I don't really see that as a problem with you. I mean, you can't even raise your fucking kids. How are you going to write a book? Dear Eugene, my husband enjoys wearing lingerie. I have to say that the sex is awesome when he's wearing it. And at first it was only panties. But lately he's gotten into wearing bras and garter belts with stockings and an occasional nightie as well. As I mentioned, the sex is crazy good. So while I'm not thrilled to see the man I love wearing lingerie, the trade-off is worth it. Okay, once again, if you fuck them good, you can get away with anything. I mean, Black Dragon essentially says this in his books, not quite like that. But I mean, Royce says much the same thing, not exactly like that. But yeah, if you fuck them the way they need to be fucked, you can do anything to women. Once again, this is why there's all these men, you know, who beat their women and smack their women around and abuse them physically, emotionally, whatever. But the women stay there because the man is fucking them really good. And so she doesn't care. Now, not every abusive relationship is like that. Some women stay in abusive relationships just because they're stupid. But I think there is a significant number of women who remain in abusive relationships because they're getting fucked the way they need to get fucked. He swears he isn't gay. Okay, then he's probably gay. Because non-gay people don't have to swear that they are not gay. He swears he isn't gay and will love me forever. Okay, there's the big lie right there. He will love you until you get old and fat. Then he's going to trade you in for a newer model. However, how normal is this fetish? So see, she's worried about how normal this is. She's worried about how does this conform to what's expected of me? Because, of course, women are conformist. I've explained all this before. The primary purpose of a woman is her own self-preservation. In order for a woman to ensure her own self-preservation, she must be accepted into the herd, into society around her, into the community. And in order to do that, she needs to appear to be normal. So women, despite whatever they may say about strong, independent, fish, bicycle, go their own way, yada, 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 the number one thing women are interested in is conformity. Because for women, conformity equals security. It's gotten to the point that he cannot perform unless he is wearing at least a bra and panties. And to be honest, he now has nicer things than I do. And suddenly we get to the real problem. Her husband, has nicer bras and panties than she does. That's the real problem. The other problem is that I have nowhere to set my fucking mug of tea while I get another piece of paper to read you some more letters to Eugene. Because I'm exhausted, I'm sitting on my ass recording this episode, not telling any personal stories, we're just doing this today, but man, I am fucking beat. I've been working my ass off. Dear Eugene, I'm thriving in New York City at a snazzy new job. Last night, I returned from a week at our San Francisco office, because I like to travel. Tired and jet-lagged, I ordered a bottle of bourbon from the local wine and spirits store. Oh, God. The delivery boy was hot. All right, now this is starting to sound like a fake letter to Penthouse magazine. The delivery boy was hot, a wiry, tattooed bike messenger type with David Bowie cheekbones and green eyes. I reached for my handbag to tip him and discovered I had no cash, so I invited him in for some bourbon. I didn't have sex with him, but we did a little of everything else just like in high school, which no doubt he remembers very well since he is 24. I just turned 49. Now remember, if a 49-year-old man banged a 24-year-old girl, see, that would be rape, patriarchy, oppression, sexual predator, toxic masculinity, so forth and so on. Dilemma number one, he just texted me and wants to see me again. Poor kid, he can't find any girls his age. So he's going after wall hitters. She's 49. Dude, she's 49. There's no way this woman is physically attractive at 49. I know there's like these two women on the planet Earth who are 49 and still physically attractive. The odds this woman is one of them are zero. Is zero. Are zero is zero. Odds, is the odds plural or singular? Dilemma number two. I haven't had sex in 2 years. Well, that's because you're hitting the wall, sweetheart. Dilemma number three. I can't possibly look that good. Oh! Suddenly she has self-awareness. Is he just hustling me? He might be. I hadn't thought of that till you brought it up. He might be hustling you. In which case, I would say, bravo. Go back over when she's not looking, steal her wallet. I don't know. I don't know what he'd be hustling her out of, but do it. Whatever it is, do it. Dear E. Jean, should I leave everything and go on a road trip? Because I like to travel. Oh, I puppies, and I like to travel, and I want to help poor people. I'm 27, okay, so she's getting ready to hit the wall, with an okay job, but no promotions or salary increases in 5 years. Okay, that means that you're just barely doing the absolute minimum for them to not fire your ass. And I'm still living with my parents. Of course you are. You're 27 years old. Why would you not be living with your parents? Last year, I read Cheryl Strayed's Wild and started fantasizing, not about men wearing lingerie, but she started fantasizing about driving across the country on a great American adventure. Okay, well, if you still live with your, if you live with your parents, you should have some money saved up. Maybe you can do this, since it's not like you've been paying for rent or a house. My mom quit her job at 26 to backpack through Europe. I want to quit my job and travel while I'm young. Okay, 27. Okay, geologically speaking, you're young and single. I can't figure out why you're single. You're 27 years old and you live with your mom. But the risk. Wouldn't it be smarter to flood the market with my resume and focus on finding another 9-to-5 that pays better? No, what you should have done, sweetie, is when you were young, assuming you were actually attractive, you should have found a man who has more money, and then you could travel. You could have horses, and the man could pay for it all. Just see, you missed your opportunity because you thought you were strong and independent. You thought you were going to go to college and you're going to get a worthless degree and you're going to follow your dreams and you'd get a good job at some company and the corporation would be your boyfriend and you'd be able to travel around and the company would pay for it. Oh, life would be just like it was in these books that you read. Now you're finding out that the wall is coming at 27. You can see the wall coming and you still live with your parents. It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it? It's okay, though. You're a white woman in North America. Men will always bail you out. You will always be bailed out. Your daddy will be there for you, because nothing's too good for my little princess. And no, don't look for another job because you suck at work. Don't burden somebody else with your presence. Save that job for a man that's actually competent, okay? Dear E. Jean, my boyfriend made the following series of remarks about my high forehead. My God, this is what women have to worry about. Oh my God. You know, somewhere on the planet Earth, there's a woman who is concerned that she might get blown up by a missile launched from a flying robot. But here in the United States, we have white women. Their biggest problem is what their boyfriend said about their foreheads. Sweetheart, the fact that you have a boyfriend, maybe you should just be thankful that there's a man that, well, we assume he's a man, that actually even wants to spend time with you. Maybe you should start there and then work your way around to how fortunate you are that you have flush toilets, indoor plumbing, and the odds of you getting blown up by a missile launched from a flying robot in the near future are actually fairly slim. Quote, I thought you were balding, unquote. Quote, I'm telling you about it so you can fix it, unquote. Now, here's another. Now, if a man is going bald, you think women are going to not say anything about that? If a woman is, that's his husband or boyfriend? Boyfriend. So if a woman is dating a guy and he starts going bald, you don't think she's going to have something to say about that? Of course she is, because women critique every aspect of men's existence. They don't have to be dating. I don't want to go down this rabbit hole right now, but I'm going to tell you, you guys know I work with the yoga pants girl. She's 19 years old. She tells me everything I'm doing wrong all the time, even though I've been doing lighting for 20 years and she's been doing it for 3 weeks. Every fucking thing I do wrong, I get a full report. Women criticize men basically anytime men exist. Like right now, there are millions and millions of women criticizing men for their appearance, their existence, their thoughts, their actions, their inactions. Here, a guy's just pointing. Yeah, if a man was going bald, she'd be like, oh, you're losing your hair. You need to do something about that. Totally okay. She would be praised by E. Jean and other women. He's just telling you about your forehead, sweetie, so you can fix it. Quote, your hairline is abnormal. I don't like it, unquote. All right, look, dude, seriously. Then why are you dating her? I mean, okay, look, the first one was kind of funny, depending on how you say it. Yeah, I thought you were bald. That's kind of funny. I'm telling you about it so you can fix it. Now, a woman would say that to a man in seriousness, but that's because women are stupid. If you're a man and you're telling a woman that you're telling her about her high forehead so she can fix it, okay? You can't fix a high forehead other than some kind of extensive plastic surgery. And if she's not rich enough to pay for that, then you need to pay for that. Okay? I mean, I hate to agree with a woman, but the guy is beginning to progressively sound like a fucking moron. Especially with this, your hairline is abnormal, I don't like it. Okay, then why are you dating her? If you consider an aspect of who she is to be abnormal, you're saying, great one, he would dump her over her fucking forehead? Well, if it is abnormal and he doesn't like it, yes, you don't date people whom you regard as abnormal. In part, if you regard a part of this person's body as abnormal and you don't like it, why would you date this person? Other than you simply can't get anyone else. And the microphone is fucking falling over and I have to stop and fix it. So, deal with the noise that you are currently hearing. It might be time for a new microphone. Fuck. Can't talk. new microphone stand pretty soon. Just like it might be time for this guy to get a new girlfriend, if he's really going to be this critical about one aspect of her appearance. Once again, why is he dating this girl? I finally broke down crying for a day and a half. So you cried for a day and a half, really? So you didn't have to go to work? You didn't have anything to do for a day and a half? You could just sit around and cry? Well, you sound like a pampered little princess. I couldn't spend a day and a half crying if I felt like it, because I have to go actually do things like create value for other people so I can get paid. I can't get money just because I have a vagina. He apologized. I accepted, but the truth is I'm devastated. I've been reading self-help books trying to restore my self-confidence. Well, where's your fish bicycle? Why do you need a self-help book? Don't you have a fish bicycle you can ride? You don't need no man. Why are you keeping this guy around? You don't need no man. You are strong and independent. You can do anything you want. I've been reading self-help books, trying to restore my self-confidence while simultaneously looking up forehead reduction surgery. Okay, when I said that you'd have to fix this with plastic surgery, that was just a shot in the dark. Is there actually such a thing? I mean, I know you could do plastic surgery on any part of a person's body, but is this actually a thing that there's a term for it? You know, like liposuction or a tummy tuck or a nose job. Is a forehead reduction surgery, procedure. That's the word I'm looking for. It's a surgical procedure. Forehead reduction surgery, is that an actual procedure that is regularly performed? Do you white women from North America, do you have any fucking clue how goddamn spoiled you are? Somebody needs to take all the white women in North America, line them up, and just backhand the shit out of them. You women have no fucking clue how goddamn spoiled and pampered you are. That this is even a fucking thing. Should I just ask my boyfriend if I should lay my edges down? What? Should I just ask my boyfriend if I should lay my edges down? I don't even know what that means. Will this solve our problem with my perceived disfigurement? Well, no, sweetie. The thing that will solve your problem here is getting a new boyfriend. Or just getting some horses. I don't know why this guy doesn't have the balls to leave you, but that's what needs to happen. Dear Eugene, I'm so embarrassed. I saw my coworker's penis. Oh my God. She saw a penis, guys. So you might want to alert CNN. Can we get Wolf Blitzer in on this? She saw a penis. We have small private bathrooms where I work, and I opened the door without knocking and walked right in when he was urinating. Okay, dude, you're supposed to lock the door when you're taking a piss. That was his fault. You say, well, great one, she should knock. You know what? No. You got like the little small private bathrooms like that. You're going in, you have no obligation to knock. Anyone who tells you that is a fucking moron. No obligation. You go in the bathroom, you close the door, you lock it. Someone else comes up, they grab the handle, they turn it. If it turns, that means ain't nobody in there. You open the door, you walk in. If it doesn't turn, it's locked. That means someone's in there. No, there's no obligation to knock. If you're wrong, if you disagree with me about this, you're fucking wrong. So far, this is his fault. Close the fucking door, lock the fucking door when you go in there to take a piss. You're a man. You're supposed to know this shit. Okay, you turn in your man card. Take your man card out of your fucking wallet. Mail it back to the fucking national headquarters so it can be incinerated. I screamed sorry and ran out. When he reappeared, he was extremely red and neither one of us brought it up. Get it? Brought it up? See what she did there? That was 2 days ago and we've sort of avoided each other since. The thing is, I always thought he was hot and we've had flirtations in the past. Has this incident ruined it? Only if the two of you are fucking pussies or something. I don't know. I would go to your HR department and accuse him of sexual harassment. Is this where we're at? I mean, you walk in on somebody running the bathroom accidentally taking a piss and this has like destroyed your ability to cope with each other? Are people really that fragile? You know how many times that I've been pissing and somebody's walked, because you piss outdoors, whoever, somebody walks around the corner and says, hey man, I'm pissing. Oh, okay, whatever. These are first world white girl problems. That's why we're here, guys. This is why we're here. Dear E. Jean, I'm cursed with size 32H breast. Okay, for those of you who like big tits, you might want to pay attention. 32H. I don't know how big 32H is, but I'm going to go with big. Bras are $90. Finding a swimsuit that I don't fall out of is nearly impossible. I'm sure some of you listeners are really happy about that because you would like to see those fall out. My wardrobe choices are horribly limited, and to top it off, I'm petite, a 5'5" college athlete. My back and shoulders hurt, and the leers and the catcalls, and I'm really quite over it. I can understand. My mother and the surgeons I've spoken with assure me wholeheartedly that I'm a good candidate for a breast reduction. Here's the catch. My beloved aunt is absolutely against it. She says that a reduction will ruin my life and I may lose the ability to breastfeed. She advises me to wait until after I have kids. I don't even know if I want kids. I adore my aunt, but should I wait until I'm stooped over like the hag from Snow White? I would say go into porn movies. Make a bunch of money. You pay someone else to breastfeed your fucking kids. I don't know how big those tits are, but I've heard this, that if your breasts are too big, it does cause back and shoulder problems. I don't have that problem because I don't have 32H breast. If there's a real possibility of the back and the shoulder problems, I'm not a doctor, but if it's a real thing, get the goddamn surgery. Dear E. Jean, recently I decided to try celibacy for a period of 6 months. Okay, I was about to say that's funny. She's going to stop riding the cock carousel, but wait. I decided to try celibacy for a period of 6 months and told my boyfriend, we've been together a year, that I need to stop having sex as part of my new self-love plan. Well, it's a good thing you have a self-love plan, because if your boyfriend has any testosterone, he's dumping you. But he claims he's confused because our sex life has been awesome, so he just broke up with me. Please help. Of course he broke up with you, you dumb bitch. If he came to you and said, I'm not going to spend any money on you for 6 months, what would you do? You'd break up with him. You broads, you're so fucking dumb. He dates me for my personality, and I have a diploma in international communications with a minor in ethnic studies, and I have a really good job doing social media for a nonprofit that helps homeless people, and I want to travel. Dear Eugene, is there a way for the smart girl to defeat the seductress? Okay, if you're actually that smart, you wouldn't have to ask this question. I'm a psychologist, there's your first problem, who joined the private practice of a former teacher of mine. There's your second problem. Is this former teacher a man that you want to have sex with? We'll find out as we read forward. I love the business part of managing the practice as much as the therapy, and I've brought in a considerable amount of money by improving our social media and making a strategic new alliance, which is another way of saying she gave somebody a blowjob. My boss and I have talked about making me a partner before too long. But he also hired another woman. Let us pause to remind ourselves that women hate other women. This is why you don't want women in the workplace. Women in the workplace devote all of their effort to hating and competing with other women in the workplace. I know you cucks out there think I'm making this up. I just make this up that women at work hate the women they work with and compete with them and stab them in the back instead of doing their fucking jobs. I know, I just make this up because I'm a misogynist. I'm not a cuck like you are. Oh, we gotta let women in the workplace because, well, they're equal. But he's also hired another woman. I went to grad school with her, and she's a notorious flirt, which is another way of saying she's younger, thinner, and prettier. Famous as a manipulator of male professors, unlike this girl who manipulated her former professor into giving her a job. Right now, this girl's never manipulated men in her life. Oh, no, of course not. She would never do that. No. And a witch to all females around her. Unlike you, of course. I can outperform her. Of course you can, sweetie. But the boss is giving her increased importance. He says he loves her, facetiously, and he is soon to be divorced, so he's a bit vulnerable. Am I overreacting? Well, yes, you're a woman. You're always overreacting. You can't help it because everything in your life is an overreaction. Because as a woman, you are drawn to drama. This is where you get your purpose and meaning in life, is drama. Right? Emotions go up, emotions go down. Emotions go up, emotions go down. Right? Men be perfectly happy being happy all the time. We don't need emotional drama. Women, oh God, no. If women were happy all the time, they'd be so fucking miserable. Are you overreacting? You're not necessarily overreacting. You just need to face the fact. This is the truth. This is how the world works. She's younger. She's thinner. She's prettier than you. She's going to get more resources from men than you're going to get. And you didn't start the business, and all you've done is put some shit on fucking Instagram and give somebody a blowjob. No, you're not overreacting. It's just reality. You might want to just accept it and get the fuck over it. Dear Eugene, maybe I was living in La La Land, but when I stumbled across some messages my fiancé recently shared with two male friends, I was horrified, turned off, disgusted, sick to my stomach. I cannot cope with this new version of him. He claims it's guy talk and has apologized, and I know boys will be boys, but I need help seeing him as I did before, and I thought he was the last gentleman in the city who wasn't a sleaze. Okay, but you didn't bother to tell us what these messages are. You thought he was a gentleman. What, you thought he was a beta? I mean, what did he say? Did he say, I like fucking little boys in the ass? Did he say, who are you, fiance? Did he say, hey, I like fucking my fiance in the ass? My fiance's really hot and she can suck a dick? She can pull a golf ball through a garden hose? Did he say, I want to join the Nazi party? Did he say, I think we should put brown people in concentration camps and then kill them? I mean, what did he fucking say? And why is this so offensive to you? Why can't you manage your... Oh, never mind, you're a woman. Of course you can't manage your emotions. And of course, you're perfect, right? We all know you have no flaws. So he sent some messages we don't know anything about to some other men. And you're horrified, you're turned off, you're disgusted, you're sick to your stomach. You cannot cope with this version of him. Sounds like the problem here is you. Sounds like you're having some emotional responses to something we don't know anything about. I need help seeing him as I did before. No, sweetie. He needs help breaking up with you and finding a woman who wants to be fucked in the ass. That's what needs to happen here. I don't know, maybe if you just got a good spanking, maybe you could still fly straight. Maybe you could be saved. I don't know how young you are. You didn't tell us. I mean, if you're over 24, it's not worth trying to salvage you because he can find another one that's younger than you are and is willing to be spanked and to be disciplined and to behave the way a woman is supposed to behave.
Hey, women! You shut your mouth and make babies!
Bam! There it is. Make babies. I'm fighting. What does she need? Oh, yeah. Spank! Yes! You gotta tear up that caboose. Spank that ass. Turn it red.
What is beautiful in a woman?
What's that, Clary?
What is attractive in a woman?
Right, what's
is
attractive?
Defined by men.
Oh!
It is straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
I thought it was feminist.
By accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. Mm. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
I like to travel.
Because we're a bit more goal-oriented. Women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists. They're
I'm
not
terrified.
About production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
Mm. Yep.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.